Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines for Living.
Tears or a temper? It probably depends on your sex. Women tend to cry, men lose their temper. It's one of the basic differences between the sexes. But in both cases, it is a manifestation of emotions that are deeply rooted within you. Now, both tears and temper have their place in life. A gentle river brings refreshing water to parched land and thirsty people. But out of control, an angry river becomes a rampaging flood producing death and destruction. Very quickly in life, children learn that the display of certain emotions will cause definite responses in parents and also peers. A display of tears or temper will often cause others to give in so a kid gets his way. Then, having learned as a child that tears or temper will allow a youngster to get the candy he wants, a teenager may use tears or temper to get the use of the family car or permission to stay out all night. In our adult life, tears and temper are powerful tools that people use to manipulate each other. And in between the two emotions, there's a vast rainbow of other emotions which can be turned on or turned off depending on what an individual wants to see happen. Is this valid? Using tears and temper to get what you want? Generally not so. Manipulation may get you what you want, but it comes with a price of resentment. And often, tears or temper will produce a ping-pong reaction for the person you're trying to control. When you use tears and temper to control other people, you are paying for what you get in the hard currency of loss and pain. Gain comes with a price tag of disrespect and a deteriorating relationship. Long ago, the writer of Proverbs wrote, "Better a patient man than a warrior, a man who controls his temper than one who takes a city." Again, Proverbs says, "Like a city whose walls are broken down is a man who lacks self-control." That last phrase, self-control or discipline, is the key to the whole issue. Take, for example, a young junior executive who worked at a bank. No one could deny that he had the marks of a rising leader. He had a good educational background, a graduate degree in banking, good credentials, and he generally made very good decisions. But he had one flaw. He couldn't hold his temper. So when he didn't get his way, he exploded. Most of the time, people didn't push him. They stayed out of his way. But when the position of a general manager became vacant, management passed over him and promoted a less qualified individual. Now, everybody knew this man had better qualifications, but the other person could get along with people. Can you relate to what I've said? How do you overcome the problem? In 1 minute, I can tell you. Guideline number one, acknowledge that you do use emotions to manipulate others. Sit down and look at your life. Acknowledge there's a blind spot and you have to move a different direction. Guideline number two, understand manipulation is selfish. It's a character flaw. Selfishness is part of the fabric of your old sinful nature. You may need to confess this shortcoming with your husband or wife and make the conscious decision to stop using tears or temper to get your way. Guideline number three, practice discipline, which becomes a greater force than tears or temper. Emotions provide color to the landscape of life, so learn when to let the emotions flow and when it's time to shut them off and say, enough is enough.
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. If you would like to hear more encouraging devotionals and stories of changed lives around the world, visit guidelines.org. That's also where you can join the Guidelines team in delivering the life-changing message of Jesus. Go to guidelines.org to see how you can impact the world with the hope of the gospel. Thanks for listening, and join us again next time for Guidelines for Living.